I want to welcome everyone to Build a Better Business. You see in my little Hollywood square here, my name is Kathy Binner. I'm a passive income mentor. And we're just always talking about how to build our business better and faster. And I don't know about you, but for those of you that are entrepreneurs and solopreneurs, it just seems like every time I open up my inbox of emails, I've got another 500 emails. And what we're discovering is that everyone wants a piece of us. Everyone wants us to buy their thing, whatever their thing is. I just came off of a 4-day conference. I was just telling Linda down in Cincinnati. It was all about real estate. And all of these amazing speakers and amazing products, but every single breakout we went into felt like an infomercial. Because not only did they have all of this valuable information, but at the end, of course, and it's how the conference gets them to come on board. For those of you that are building a business, if you want to be a guest speaker, that's one of the ways to get on board. And I'll circle back and say this, is that they speak for free if they have the opportunity to sell their product at the end of their talk, at the end of their presentation. And they're willing to come for free. And if you're putting on the conference, that's huge for you as the person putting the conference together, because you get these amazing speakers with amazing backgrounds that will come and speak for free as long as they get to either promote their book or promote their product or promote their course or their coaching or whatever it is. So what happens as a conference goer, if you're there to absorb all of this amazing content, you have to make a decision. How much am I going to spend? Am I going to buy everybody's program? Am I going to buy one program? Am I going to, you know, where am I in my business and what is it that I need? And so what happens is you have folks on both ends of that spectrum. And Linda, you can attest to this. Some folks will go in and buy everything. They're like, oh, I love this program and that program. And I got his and hers. And I don't know about you, but I'm kind of strategic about what I buy. And I still have stuff on the shelf that I never got around to after I bought it. Because again, life gets in the way. And if you're trying to build your own business, you're getting all of those emails and, you know, you're sorting through that and you're trying to create your own products. And so at the end of the day, I think the person that wins is the person that builds trust, that you've been able to sample some of their stuff. You know, they've got some good quality stuff. And so when something comes along that does have a price tag to it, you're more willing to get out the wallet, get out the debit card or credit card and to buy one of those programs when you can see that you can trust that they're going to deliver. So when I talk about building a better business and I can show you my the program. As a matter of fact, let's do that. Let me see if I can. I never know with this new setup how I get to share my screen. There it is. They hide it all the time. They hide my sharing, so bear with me here. All right, I want to actually pull up a site that I hadn't pulled up before. So it's my actual website, and I should have had it pulled up before we got started, but I didn't. So bear with me here. Let's see if it'll come up. Here we go. And I want to do that as public. All right. So I have to always move our faces around when I've got a screen like this one that pulls up the entire screen. It kind of covers everybody up. I want to scroll down here to the entrepreneurs and solopreneurs and just kind of show you, a lot of us are visual learners. And so sometimes you have to see it visually and it just makes a lot more sense. And so that's what I want to do now is I want to show you visually how this works. So when you're looking at the course, And you scroll down the course, and I'm just going to scroll down the actual course. We talk about adding heart to the business, creating our VPS, our storytelling is our marketing, our serving is our selling. It's all about building product. It's all about building your website. This is the step-by-step guide to build a better business on your website, to get clarity, to get it to flow. How to create your free offer, how to work with your first base offer, your second base offer. This is all about what you're offering and the problems that you're solving, all the way through creating a home run package and then creating your website and sales funnel. But then here is where we take a transition. And excuse me just a moment, my nose is running today. So here's where we make the transition, where we move into building credibility. So how are you going to get people, your audience, your folks, to click in on any of those products and services that you're offering unless you build some trust with them? So here's one of the ways to build trust, is that you could create a blog. And you can just sprinkle that blog out there. And this is where we segue into the marketing. You can sprinkle that blog out there, and folks will then start to see some of your articles, and they'll go, oh yeah, I kind of like this gal. Let me see what she's all about. And after they follow you for a while, they may click through and buy some of your products. You also can do some podcasting. You can do some public speaking. These are great ways to market what it is that you have created. So today, we're going to talk about just doing a basic blog, just getting started, and how to get something out there on a basic blog. So with that said, I want to go back up to the top here, and I'm going to go back to my homepage. And my homepage will also flow the same way, if you will, that the course flowed. And so again, remember we talked about, you know, what, how to put heart in your business. And so here's just a kind of a roadmap of my entire academy. And there's that VPS we talked about. And then I said, you know, we had the free offer, the step one, we had, you know, the first base, the second base, the third base. You can see that right on my homepage that I just go right down through all of that. And once you get through all of the products that I have to offer, then I segue into the marketing. And here's where the marketing comes in. And here's where we talk about my books, my podcast, my blog. This is where we talk about those things. And then, of course, you make it easier for folks to click through to get your calendar and to also learn more about what it is that you're about, which for me, it's about giving. And then we have a speaker's cabinet. So this is just some nice little stuff at the end, which is why it's toward the bottom. And then, of course, my testimonials. And then last but not least is my certifications. And I put those at the bottom because we want folks to see what's in it for them first. They can read about all about my qualifications and say, oh, well, good for her. I'm glad she has all of that. But what's in it for me? So we want to show them right up front what's in it for them, which is why we start with this VPS. So my whole point in showing you this today is that we are talking about throughout January all the way through September, we've talked about building all of those different products. And so today we're going to switch and we're going to talk about how we're marketing those products. And so one of those ways is a blog. And that's what I wanted to talk to you about today. So the first thing that I did is I said, what are the three steps to creating a good solid blog? And again, most of us know what a blog is. I don't want to get, you know, overly down in the weeds on explaining elementary on what a blog is. But when you do, first of all, let me do say this. So many folks think, yeah, I should start a blog, but I don't know where to start. All a blog is a page on your website or just a little website. I love to just create a little three-page website. I'm going to show you mine. Just a little three-page website on the blog post, a little bit about me and how to contact me. That's it. That's the whole blog is just a little website. And if you have a platform where you have unlimited pages and, you know, I know Linda has one and I'll get with her to share her platform before our call is over today. I'm using Teachable because I'm creating courses, but there's hundreds of platforms out there. Again, Linda has a good one that I love, so I will let her share that. But in the meantime, just know that if you have a platform where you have unlimited pages or you have plenty of pages left, even if you have limited pages on what you can create, you can certainly create your blog right on a platform that you already have. You don't have to go out and say, "Oh, I gotta find another whole platform to do this blog." So the first thing is you have to plan it. So once you know your platform where you're going to post this, and mine's on HostGator and Teachable. Linda, what is the name of your platform? Share that with the folks currently, even if we don't put it in the chat just yet. What is the name of your actual platform?
And I minimized us. Hold on. There we are. Yeah, it's with the Home Business Academy, and I'll be happy to put my link in the chat because it's more informative if I do that.
Okay, perfect, perfect, perfect. So Linda, you can go ahead and do that. So folks, just don't overthink the platform. A lot of people keep saying, one day I'm going to start a blog. Someday I'm going to start a blog. And they never do because they can't get past like what's the mechanics behind it. So don't get hung up on that. Once you have the platform and you know where you're going to post your articles, then you have to plan the article, set the foundation for success. You have to define your purpose, decide why you're writing. Are you educating? Are you inspiring? Are you entertaining? Are you promoting? What is it that you're doing in this blog? If you're building a better business, you could be doing all of those things. You could be educating your folks, inspiring them, entertaining them, and promoting your products and services. But you have to know your audience. So identify who you're speaking to and what challenges or questions they might have. And then choose a catchy topic. Pick a headline-worthy idea that's relevant, timely, and adds value to your readers' lives. Then you have to, of course, write the blog. You have to craft an engaging, authentic content. You have to hook them with fast. Start with a strong opener, a question, a quote, a bold statement that grabs their attention. Be clear and conversational. Write like you're talking to a friend. Keep paragraphs short, sentences simple, and ideas flowing. And add value and visuals. Use bullet points, subheadings, images, videos to make content easy to scan and enjoyable to read. And number three, you want to share it. You want to optimize and promote for maximum reach. So it has to be SEO smart. These are search engine optimization words. You have to include keywords naturally in your title, your headings, and throughout the post to help readers find you. So when they search for a certain topic or word, your blog post will come up. And end it with a call to action. Invite readers to comment, share, or join your newsletter to continue the conversation. And then promote it everywhere. Share it across all of your social media, put it out in your email. Your networking groups to drive traffic and engagement. So again, that's just a quick overview of how to write your blog post. Okay. So the next thing I want to bring up, I'm going to click over, and this is my chat GPT. And what I did, and again, I'm going to scroll to the top, and Linda and I are using chat, and it's kind of, we often say it's kind of fun how we see how other folks like to use it. So, I don't think I have my copy on me. Anyway, here's what I did. I saw this article over the weekend that I loved, and it was all about free education versus paid education and how important both of those are to our advancement of whatever it is we're trying to learn. The free is important, but the paid is important as well. So this is what I did. I have ChatGPT, and you can see right up here in my URL, it's just chatgpt.com. And I clicked on a new chat, and then I clicked on this little microphone, and I just talked to my chat. And Linda demoed this not too long ago on one of her classes, and it was so enlightening for me. And I said, "Oh, I've got to try that." So thank you, Linda. So I clicked on the little microphone, And this is what I said: write a blog post with this content, but don't plagiarize it. The article that I found was called "Buying Education is for Suckers." And I just kind of want to read a little bit of that article, and then I want you to rewrite, paraphrase that, and make it into my own words. This is for the Kathy Benner, and again, it misspelled my name because I'm just talking, so chat's just picking up what it's hearing. So this is for Kathy Benner at the Kathy Benner International Academy, and I want it to end up as a blog post that I could use not only as my blog but also for my winter article in the Kathy Benner Freestyle Living Magazine, and blah blah blah. So I just kind of highlighted and talked about a couple of little things in the article. And then chat says to me, okay, here's a polished blog post and magazine article rewritten completely in your voice and aligned with the Kathy Benner International Academy. And here is what it gave me. Free education is the doorway, but paid education is the roadmap, by Kathy Benner. So this is an entirely different article, but it kept the main points of what the other article was trying to bring out, the value of free learning. And it brought out the power of investing in yourself with the paid education, and then the balanced approach to success. And so what it did is it rewrote the high points, but it put it into my voice, and it spelled my name correctly at that point. And because it again it the you can train chat, and this is not a big training module on how to use chat. I just want to show you, for creating my blog, it was a fast way to get the article into a template that then I could work with. So what I did is I then copied and pasted this over into a Google Doc. I changed it up to make it more mine because, again, I want it to have my voice. And so then once I did that, I came to my HostGator and I simply put the title here. It automatically does the date. Again, this is just a little three-page website. My author name is there. I put my tags there, and then I posted it here in the chat. Okay. And so there's a couple of things, and I just want to show you. I just copy and pasted, so there's some time for cleanup. So I'm just going to show you this in real time. I like to have lots of clear space, and so what I do is I like to put some separation between paragraphs, and that's what I'm doing now. I already have put some bold in there, and so I am just, yeah, I want to put a little space here. So you just see what I'm doing now is I'm just kind of cleaning up what I've pasted. It did not keep from the chat, it did not keep all of the formatting, which is what I had to do after I post it over here. I have to come back and kind of clean up some of the formatting to make it look the way I want it to look. So anyway, so this now is more what I want it to look like. Free education is the doorway, but paid education is the roadmap. And so I created some space between the paragraphs. I like more clear space. I don't know about you when you're writing, but it seems to be easier to read. And it's giving me red here. Oh, it wants a semicolon after expense. And I don't see, I'm just scrolling back and forth now to see if there's any other things that I need to correct. So that's all good. And then at the bottom, if you remember what we talked about, is definitely have a place for your readers to connect with you. So I'm going to put at the bottom, connect with Kathy at, and I'm going to put my URL there at www.kathybenner.com. Now, that does not necessarily have to be italicized. It picked up the line ahead of it was italicized. So I'm going to, oops, I go back too far. See if I can just catch, nope, it's not going to let me. Just catch the C. Nope, it doesn't let me. We'll leave it for now. I can fix that later. So anyway,
Kathy, hey
yes.
Kathy, you could try a triple click on that line and it might get the whole line for you without having to
Aha.
carefully drag.
Thank you. And we'll get rid of the italics there. Thank you very much. So there is, thank you for that. So there is the full circle. And so once I do the actual blog post, I've got the title, the date, my name, I've got the tags, I've got all of the formatting the way I want it. And with Linda's help, I got the italicis off of the last line. And so that's full circle. So they can come back to KathyBenner.com and they can connect with me if they like what they see. Now, the only thing we haven't done, and I haven't done this yet, is let's see if I can get my picture to upload. It may or may not. And I went out and got a picture under education. Oh. So I have two pictures under education. So I am going to pick this one and see if it will fit into my blog. It's uploading, so we'll give it a minute. And again, move our faces here and see if it will post. So there is the picture. So now I have everything in here. And so now I want to save the post and let's preview it and see if it'll come up. All right. So this is what the actual site looks like, Freestyle Living Blog. I've got the homepage, the Work With Me, and the Connect. Here is my earlier blogs. You can see all of those, but here is the one that I just did. There's the picture. Free education is the doorway, but paid education is the roadmap. Now you can see where this came out twice because it took the title and then it took my first line. And so what I'm going to do, and again, this is just showing you, let me go back one. I'm not used to seeing all of this with our faces in the way, so bear with me. So what I'm going to do, because I've got the title, is I think I'm going to take this one out. Does that make sense to everybody? And I'm going to make this bold. And so now, does it let me save and preview again? And let's see if I like how that looks better. So, yes. So now it's going to pick up the title and then it's going to pick up my first line. Okay. Now, here when I look, I can see where I need another space here, all for free. I need another space there. I don't see any other one. Yep. And I need another space here. So you see where I need to put a couple more spaces in where it is made paragraphs that I did not do originally in the, and I'll fix that later. I'm not going to take a lot of time on this call to do that. But you see how this looks in the blog post. And so now when you go back to my home page and you can get to it from the blog here, from the menu, or you can just scroll down the home page. Either way, there's two ways to get to it. And I'm going to scroll down the home page to show you. So after you see everything I have to offer and more about me, then it comes down to the blog. And so it says click the picture. And when I click the picture, it goes over to the freestyleliving.net. And there is the blog opening up. And there is the picture, and here is the free education is the doorway. So there is the actual article. And if I click on that in the actual blog, there it is. So it's as simple as that. So don't overthink it, is my whole point. And so now when you say, okay, if this is the actual blog, now how you're going to put it in social media? And again, I need to clean up a couple of things, a couple of those paragraphs. And I hadn't gone this far. Early on, but let's see if my Facebook will open up without me signing in. It may make me sign in. Oh, it's going to let me. Okay, so here is where I'm going to post, and here's where I'm going to create a post. So here's how I like to create a post. So I'm going to go back to I'm going to go back to the Freestyle Living. Here is the actual URL right here. Okay. To go straight to that article. So I'm going to copy the URL and I'm going to put it here. And guess what it does? It automatically populates it right in your Facebook. But I want to give some folks a little more of an incentive to click. So I'm going to scroll the, I push this down a little bit. I'm going to type something up here. And here's what I'm going to type. So let me show you how I do this. We live in an incredible time. And I'm going to make a cliffhanger. With TikTok tutorials, YouTube channels, and podcasts at our fingertips. You see that? I'm going to leave a cliffhanger right there. I'm going to copy that. I'm going to go over here. And I'm going to type Kathy's newest blog post. And I'm going to give three little dots there. So now it says Kathy's newest blog post. We live in an incredible time with TikTok tutorials, YouTube channels, and podcasts at our fingertips. What? What's the rest of the sentence? And that will make folks click to read the rest of that sentence. Does that make sense? Now, I would like to make this a little bolder. And so a lot of you folks say, well, how do you do that? Because there's nothing here in Facebook to make that bolder. But I found a little app called Yay Text Bold. And it'll take a minute to load. And if I type that in, let me scroll down here. These are my options. So I, you see how some are italicized. I'm just going to take this. I'm going to copy that right there, this top one, because it's bold. I'm going to go back to my Facebook and I'm going to paste it right there. And all of a sudden now my first line is bold. Okay. And so then I'm going to go next. I might have a lot opened up now. Here we go. And I'm going to post that. Now, just so you know, those that are listening, I'm still going to go back in and I'm going to fix my paragraphs where I wanted to have more space. But here is what they see. Kathy's newest blog post. We live in an incredible time with TikTok tutorials, YouTube channels, and podcasts at our fingertips. And it just stops right there. So it makes you want to click on this. And when you click on it, it takes you, and it'll take a moment for my computer to load because I have a lot of windows open. It takes you, you can see the URL coming up. It takes you right to the blog post. And there it is. And again, it'll take a minute to load. There it comes. So you see how easy it is. So what I did is I decided over here, I decided what my plan was, what my purpose was. I want to educate. I wrote it and then I wanted to share it. So once I did that, I went over to my chat. Step two, I just talked to my chat as to what I wanted my article to be about. It gave me my template. I then copy and pasted that back over into a Google Doc and made it my own. Then I went to my HostGator and I simply uploaded it into my HostGator as my blog post. And I added at the bottom how they could come back here to connect with me. And then I took all of that and posted it over into my social media. And we did all of that in a half an hour. And so when people say, oh, and that's with me explaining it like a couple of times. And so folks go, oh, I don't have time to blog, or oh, I don't know what to blog about, or I don't know, you know, how to put it on my platform. I don't know how to do any of that. It just gives us a quick and easy way to get the job done. So anyway, I want to open it up for any questions. We still have Jeffrey and Linda. You're still with us. Any aha moments there or any questions or comments on how to get started with a blog? Linda, is there anything that you would like to add? I'm going to put my information in the chat. for folks to connect with me if they wish to. But is there anything that you would like to add? In do you have a blog? Are you blogging already?
I'm not blogging yet.
Okay.
It's
So
on my
what do you
radar.
Okay, so what do you think about today's presentation?
I love just how simply you laid it out. I think it looks doable for anyone.
Yeah, and again, I think the biggest hurdle, I think, and for me it was the biggest hurdle, was where do I put this blog? How do I, where do I park it? What platform do I put it on? That's the biggest thing. And now, does first of all, let me say this: Teachable does not have a blog platform inside the Teachable program, which is why I just simply went out to Google and said, "What are the top four blogging platforms?" And HostGator came up in the top, one of the top ones. There were several, and so I just picked that one because it was the cheapest one. I was going for price at that time, and I knew that I didn't need that website to do a lot. I just needed to have a nice URL that had a blogging plugin that I could put my blogs in so that people could search for titles and topics and dates. And that's what Teachable doesn't have. It doesn't have a plugin in the Teachable platform where you can sort by dates or titles, that sort of thing. Everything would just be chronological the way I wrote them, and you'd have to scroll to maybe find a blog post you were looking for. And I wanted a platform where somebody could search for, I want something about education, or I want something about fitness, or I want something, about real estate. And all the blog posts that have that tag would come up. And so that's why I wanted a platform that had that kind of a plugin. And so I said, what's a good blogging platform? And HostGator came up. And so I chose HostGator. So that's why I'm using that. And then all I did on my main platform, which is Teachable, wherever I wanted folks to click over to the blog, I simply took the master URL to that blogging website in HostGator and put that as my link on my Teachable platform. So no matter where folks come in to my Teachable platform, if they see a button that says go to the blog, it simply takes them to the homepage of the HostGator blog. So, does your platform have a blogging plugin that makes blog posts searchable? That would
Does
be probably.
not. It does
Okay.
not. So
Okay.
you would be building something really basic, like you described, where you were just popping on articles or whatever, but it wouldn't have that searchable power and that organizational power that a
Okay.
true blogging site has. But my platform has like everything else, but that is one thing that is not baked in.
Okay. So folks using your platform may also need to go out and Google what is some good blogging platforms that have that option where they can search by date or topic or tag. And then that way they can do what I did and just create the URL and flip over to it. So, hi, Sherry.
Sure.
Sherry just now joined us. She is my another one of my co-host co-mods today. And so, welcome. And Sherry, you're looking lovely as usual. Look at you with your flowers behind you and all that good stuff. We
Thank you,
just
sir.
had a lesson on creating a blog and doing a blog post rather quickly inside of chat so that we don't have to use all the brain cells to, on a Monday morning. And so you have a blog, am I correct?
Yes, I
Okay.
do, but it is I haven't posted to it for most of the summer,
Okay.
but it's there. Sorry I'm late. We had to upgrade to Windows 11 and I lost Zoom, I lost my speakers, and I'm like trying to figure out how to get everything back working again.
I understand that nothing is easy. I get it. I get it. So anyway, my question to you, and I just had this conversation with Linda, on your platform that you're using, where your blog sits, do you have the option to search if somebody wanted to go into your blogs, could they search by topic, by date? Is there a search option on your blog, or is everything just chronological the way you've posted it and it's just basically on a page in your website?
It's a page on my website. I don't know if it's searchable.
Okay.
And that is one of the things that is on my to-do list, but not a priority at the moment.
No, I get it. I get it. So for those of you that are listening, what I'm hearing from those that are on the call today is that you can just create a page on your website, whatever platform you're already on with your business, and you can have a blog, but folks might have to scroll through your titles to find the blog that maybe they're looking for, that somebody maybe told them about. Oh, you got to go read Kathy's blog about, you know, ABC topic. And so they're scrolling to find that topic. Or what I did is you can go out and find a great blogging platform that has that searchability built in, baked in, as Linda likes to say, baked into the platform. And then under your blogging buttons, just refer them out to that homepage of that blogging platform. I only pay on my HostGator because I wanted something very inexpensive. I think mine is like $2.46 a month or something for the URL, which my URL is Freestyle Living by Kathy Benner, which is my topic, my overarching topic on my website. And so that's what my blog post is under, is that Freestyle Living. And again, I can show you, if I share my screen again, I have everything still up here. If I show you my home page here under my main platform, which is under Teachable, and I scroll down to the blog, and it says here, click the picture. So when I click the picture, it takes me to freestyleliving.net. You see the actual URL. So under HostGator, I bought freestyleliving.net, and that's where, you know, these blogs come up. And so then I can click on the blog, which I'd shown you earlier, so you can actually see the blog. And so here is where it says see also. These are other blog posts that I've written. You can see the dates that I've written those. And so what I'm talking about making it searchable is if you click on one of these, for example, here's one that I did back in April about the blurry middle. If I click on that, then that blog post comes up. See, so it makes it searchable. Okay. Or if I wanted to, like the one I did last month, when you can be anything, be kind, I can click on that and that blog post comes up. So that's what I'm talking about when I say it's searchable. Then if you say, okay, this is where I'm looking for a title of the blog. What if I'm looking for a topic? Well, this is where you can look at the tags. And so here's one under fitness and say, okay, I want to see a blog about fitness because I'm all about fitness. And so if you click on that, then all of a sudden the fitness blogs come up. And so then you can open up the fitness blogs. Okay. And so that's where you can search by tags. Here's one, mindfulness. I can click on mindfulness. And here's one that comes up about mindfulness. Sherry, look who's in the picture. All right. Yeah, this was written back in February. And there's Sherry. I knew Sherry was going to be in it. So embracing authenticity, the power of intentional living. So this one of the tags was mindfulness. So when you click on mindfulness, this particular blog comes up. That one was written back in February of 24. And so you can see how it becomes searchable. And that's what we're talking about. For those of you that maybe didn't understand what we were actually trying to explain on what do you mean searchable, that's what makes it searchable. And so that's why I like to have a blog where it does become searchable like that. So folks can find it. Sherry said, yes, her blog is searchable. Yay. Okay. So your platform does allow for yours to be searchable. Okay. Very good. All right. Are there any questions or comments from anyone? We have Jeffrey in the audience. Jeffrey, do you have any comments? Would you like to join the conversation? He could be multitasking. I know that's what happens on a Monday. So I would like to go around and let Linda and Sherry tell a little bit, and Jeffrey, if he wishes to, tell a little bit about where you're coming to us from. Today's my Pennsylvania crew. Yeah. Tell us where you're coming to us from and what it is that you're doing in your business so that everyone gets to know each other a little bit better and build a better business. So Linda, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you tell folks what it is that you do and how folks can connect with you.
Okay, great. My information is in the chat already. So my links page is there, and that has my calendar and all the things. And what I'm into, recent articles that I've written, and tools that I use and love and find instrumental in running my business. And I lead a group called the Automated Entrepreneur, where I work with and guide and collaborate with other entrepreneurs and solopreneurs. And we talk about ways to make our life as humans and business owners easier, smoother, more enjoyable, and we get the things done that need to be done, but we do it more effortlessly than ever thought possible. And we are meeting tomorrow at 1:00 p.m. depending on when someone listens to this, but it's the first and third Tuesday of the month at 1 p.m. and the link to that, it's the very top button on my links page as well.
Perfect. Thank you for that, Linda. Yes, I don't always get to jump on Linda's calls, but they're very informative, and it does show how you can automate your business. And so I hope today's lesson on creating a blog was helpful for those that are also in Linda's group to know that it's not that hard. You can get going. You can get some stuff going. Sherry, tell us about you.
So I've got two major lanes that I'm working in. The first one and the old one is dysgraphia. And dysgraphia is a disability in written expression. Where I have focused on is kids that are learning how to read. How do we help them? And I am doing a lot of conversion of and migrating my platform to school. So school is a platform similar to Teachable, which is what Kathy uses. And I'm finding it easier to manage for the client. And that's been my biggest thing is, what is the easiest thing for my clients to negotiate the classroom and the calendar? And so I'm migrating it slowly. I have worked with some dyscalculia in the past that is kind of on hold at the moment. But the other lane that I am I'm starting up is a group called Esther Chicks. Esther Chicks are women who want to rewire their business. And I say rewire because what I'm looking at is, how do we rewire our brains so that imposter syndrome doesn't happen? How do we rewire our brains so that we can help each other build a better business? Stealing your line, Kathy.
No, that's perfect.
And I am moving that platform into the school as well. So I am just now ready to post my links here for everyone in the chat. And my main website is my name. One of the things that Kathy and I were taught when we first met by our business coach was, always have a website that goes directly to your name first, and then you can branch out to other websites and alike. But right now that is not being very efficient at linking people to where they need to go to get the most up-to-date information from me. It's in the work.
But now here's something I did, Sherry, and this might be helpful. You gals may or may not agree with me, but my academy is the Kathy Benner International Academy. And of course, if you just Google Kathy Benner, there's a bunch of stuff that comes up on the first page, but you still have to muddy through it. You have to sort down through it. Is this the academy? Is this what I'm looking for? Is this the podcast? Is this the blog? And so I have a LinkedIn page, which Linda has one as well. Sherry, do you have a LinkedIn? Mm-hmm. And so what I did, or Linktree, not LinkedIn, Linktree. You have a Linktree page. And so what I did is I own Kathy Benner outright, the URL, through GoDaddy. And I bought the domain at kathybenner.com through GoDaddy. I did not click through on one of the platforms to buy the domain, because then the platform kind of owns your domain. So if you let Squarespace get your domain, they own the domain, and you can't point it somewhere else. So that's why I went to GoDaddy, because under GoDaddy, I can point kathybenner.com anywhere I want. Well, I discovered that every time I was out networking, because again, new people are saying, how can I connect with you? How can I connect with you? And so it seemed awkward to me. Well, you can go to Kathy Benner International Academy, and they're like, oh, wait, let me write that down, you know, or you can, you know, look at my blog under Freestyle Living. Well, again, you know, 3 days from now after a conference, they're not going to remember that my business was called Freestyle Living. And so what I finally did is I put all my major links on my link tree, and I went back to GoDaddy and I pointed kathybenner.com to my link tree. Because if you've ever tried to give somebody your link tree, you're like, well, it's L-I-N dot this, to, you know, and then they get the dot in the wrong place and it still doesn't come up. And so I just pointed kathybenner.com to my link tree. And again, link tree is perfect because it has all those links in a tree type format. And now they can go wherever it was they were looking to go. It has the link to the podcast, the link to the blog post, the link to the academy, the link to my speakers page, the link to my books. So whatever topic I'm talking about, and they go, oh, can I get one of your books? To kathybenner.com. Oh, can I visit your actual academy? Go to kathybenner.com. Can I read your blog? Go to kathybenner.com. So you see what I did is I simplified where I'm pointing that name. So I don't know if that would be helpful to either of you. Thoughts on that?
I'm actually doing that as well, only one step simpler, in that my links page lives on my website platform. So it's literally a page that I own. I'm not even sending it anywhere. And I have that page assigned to the actual .com domain. And then other pages that I have are slash this, you know, slash calendar, slash, you know, registration or whatever my thing is, slash get started. But the true.com gets to be where my links page is. And it works great for me.
And that's perfect. So you're doing the same thing. And so whenever anybody says, how can I connect with you? You just give them your main URL and it goes to that page that takes them everywhere that they could possibly be looking for. Mm-hmm. And I'm finding that it makes my, I'll call it my marketing, but it makes my marketing so much easier when I'm out at a convention or, you know, any type of a conference, what we call our elevator speech. And everybody goes, oh, what is it that you do? You know, I help people create passive income so they don't have to punch a time clock. Well, oh, really? How do I learn more about that? Well, just go to kathybenner.com. And so they usually remember my name. You know, if we've met, oftentimes we'll exchange names right in our phones. My link tree also has a QR code. And so they can just take a picture of the QR code and open it up anytime. And so that's very, very helpful. So anyway, I've discovered for me, that's been the best marketing tool, is having my name point directly to my link tree and then having all my links there. Does that make sense? And for those folks that don't know what that looks like, let me just show you one and see. And there's kathybenner.com. And there it is. So that's what comes up when somebody just goes to KathyBinner.com. And we talk about, and I'm not going to go into it today, but we talk about definitely having your story, because that's the cornerstone of your business. And so I even put the story link right up front. So anyway, so they can chat with me. They can go to my event calendar. There's just right off of the website, step one, step two, step three, step four, an overview of the academy. And then it segues into the marketing, which is my books, the podcast, the blog, the magazine, et cetera, et cetera. So you see how that works. Yes, Linda.
Yeah, just one second. Is my sound on?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. I was on a different page for a second. So something that's related, but like next level, if somebody wants to tuck it into their memory banks, if whatever website builder platform you're using allows you to customize what they call a 404 page, and for anybody that doesn't know, when you type in a link that has like a wrong character and it's invalid, often a page will pop up that says, sorry, can't find that page, that kind of thing. And it's called a 404 error page. But if your platform allows you to customize it, you can actually let that page direct back to your links page so that at least they've got all kinds of great things to explore, okay, even though they might have only been off by one character and they can't get where they were trying to get for the thing that they wanted. They're not like just standing in front of a brick wall. They have all kinds of other great content of yours that they can consume.
And when they get back to your links page, it could very well have the link on where they were trying to get to begin with.
Possibly, yeah. And if you want, I can show you what my 404 page looks like.
Yes, absolutely. Please. Okay. Now, I made you a co-host, so you should be able to share.
Okay, sure. And
hi, Estella.
I'm going to go here for a second. And I have a kind of shrunken, so my buttons are in different places here.
Hello, I just left a meeting, and that's why I'm late.
You're good. Here. Look at you. All dressed up in your suit.
This is recorded, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. Because I hate to miss, but I had an important meeting anyway.
No, thank you. Thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
Linda, can you share? Does it show?
Yeah. Okay. I just need to make us bigger. So I'm just trying to get it to, honestly, are you able to see a green picture?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good.
And choose abundance, connect abundance. With one.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is, this is my actual links page, but right now I'm going to turn that into a page that doesn't work. And I'm just going to call it / wrong page, just to represent something that is going to not work. And
look at this.
So it's still it's my brand colors. It's me. It's kind of humanized. And I have this little countdown timer and it pops right over after a few seconds to my links page. And then I've got all my buttons. And by the way, here's the button that goes to my meetup group and just all kinds of things that they might find interesting, helpful, and my calendar button, my email button, my YouTube channel. So just like your page, it is a wealth of information once they land there if they didn't find the thing that they wanted.
Now, how do you program your stuff over the 404 error page?
It's a page in the system. If you think of like the additional pages that are part of the platform all the time, besides the pages that I would build for myself, and I can just go to that page, I can change the background color or add an image in the background and just build it like any other page.
Okay.
But it has a role in the system, ROLE, in the system, that whenever an invalid link is typed, it'll go to that thing. Now, there is like a very plain standard page that exists in the system, But of course, I wanted mine to be branded and have a little bit more personality, and that's what I did.
Very good. I am going to explore that on my platform. So thank you for that. So that was my aha moment today. Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Anyone else's aha moment? And I know Estella just came on and she's driving, so she probably hasn't been on long enough to have an aha moment yet. Sherry, how about you?
I like the idea of sherrydaughter.com being like a links page.
Yeah. Because see, that way you can have your different lanes and you can direct them through your links page, whether it's just a page on your website like Linda's or whether you're using Linktree like me. Either way, it takes everyone that's searching for you, it gives them options that they would have to dig around in Google to find. If they were looking, like I said before, if they were looking for my books or if they were looking for my blog or if they were looking for my podcast, it just gives a place for all of that. So I love that too.
Yeah, I am working on doing kind of that same thing, but it's going to be a little bit more robust than just a bunch of links, because it'll explain a little bit about the book. It'll explain a little bit about the platform where the courses are and stuff. So my website will allow me to give a little bit more than just a bullet point.
Okay. And again, I everything is test and measure. I can't express that enough for everyone that's on the call today. Whatever it is that you're building, test and measure it. See if you're getting the results that you're hoping for. See what you might need to tweak to get better results. Because I don't know about you, but a lot of people don't take time to read a lot. So I try to have a lot more clear space then I do information, because a lot of folks won't even they'll see a bunch of information and go, oh, I don't have time right now for that, and they'll just opt out and not come back to it. So that's why I try to make it fast and simple and something easy. So anyway, Sherry, keep that in mind, and test and measure that and make sure that you're getting the results you want, having some, additional information there under your link. Because I find that a lot of people don't hang out on my links page very long, because it's, again, even mine has a lot of information, even though it's just links. So you got to be careful about that. But yes, I like the idea. And so hopefully all of us and all of you will purchase your name as your main domain. I just came off of a 4-day conference in Cincinnati, Ohio, and a lot of folks aren't doing business cards these days. And so, what I was doing is collecting their name in my phone. And then, in off to the side of their name, I put where it was that I met them. So now all I have to do is put in the conference name, and all those folks that I met at the conference will come up in my contacts. And then I can connect with them. So, the first thing I'm going to do is Google their name, because that's what I have. And if they don't have anything out there on the website under their name, they're not going to show up. Okay, so that's just my little tip for today. All right, any last comments before we go? We're at the top of the hour. This has been a lot of fun, and I know everybody's got a busy week. Again, I just came off of a 4-day conference, so I'm now pedaling fast to catch up in the office as well. So.
Kathy, you can create a CRM kind of file in an app called Notion. So you could link their a picture of them and all kinds of stuff in Notion. And for the most part, it's free.
Yeah. And again, that's great. But if everybody's like me, I don't want more work to do. So oftentimes I have good intentions, Sherry, like that's a great idea. I'm going to do that. And I just never quite get around to it. So while I'm at the convention and I have my cell phone, I do get their name, they get my name. And
But there's an app right there that you could do it right there on the spot.
well, you know what? I'll have to check that out, because that might be the way to go. But I love having them in my contacts as well, because that way I can actually send them a little text right there while I'm at the convention. Say, hey, it was great meeting you. And by the way, here is my electronic business card at kathybinder.com. And then all of a sudden, they have my Linktree right in their text messaging. And so I get a lot of great results from that. But I'm always looking for better ways, and I'm an early adapter to whatever technology is out there. There are tools to use to your advantage, so use the tools. All right. Any last comments before we go? Sherry, thank you so much for those referrals. Thank you for that.
I was just going to ask, do you snap a photo of them so that that populates into their contact spot in your phone?
I do not. There would be some folks that would be very open to that, but there also could be some folks that would go, whoa, what are you going to do with my picture? Just because, again, I'm meeting folks for the first time and we don't have that know, like, and trust factor yet. Mm-hmm. And so they may not be comfortable with that.
You could do a selfie if they're open to it. And then you
could
I've done that. Yeah.
I've done that before. Yes.
It's so helpful to have a face, and that seems a little bit less like a mugshot, like what you were describing initially, but like a great selfie, they're smiling. And if the picture lends itself to it.
Yes.
And then sometimes if you find them online, you have a better photo anyway that you could drop in.
Yes. And again, once I have their name and I search for them, if they have connected their name to their business, you know, in the way that we're talking, then usually I can get all kinds of background information so that if and when I do connect with them, I'm entering the conversation in their head, and I'm not making them enter the conversation in mine, because I can find out who they are, what it is they do, what they're about, and I can enter that conversation, which makes them feel like I've done my research on who they are. Have you ever had somebody try to sell you something and it's really obvious they don't have a clue what it is you do? Yeah, that's a big turnoff. And so if you just do a little bit of homework before you connect with folks and to learn what it is they do, it makes the interaction much more meaningful. So another tip. All right, folks. Thank you so much for being on today, and we will be back next Monday with writers and authors, and then the third Monday we'll be back with real estate, and finally the fourth Monday we will be back with networking and connecting. So stay with us every Monday at noon, and check out Linda's class on Tuesday, first and third Tuesday at 1 o'clock. Eastern time. So put that on your calendar. Mine's Mondays at noon Eastern time. And anyone else want to put a plug? Anybody else have something coming up that they want to plug before we go? Sherry, you have something coming up soon?
Wednesday night, I have a class on Rewire.
Okay.
Rewire is an acronym for Rhythm, Engage, Wire. I have to spell it in my head.
I got it.
Integrate, recognize, and empower. So it's how to think through learning and learning styles. Whether you're an adult or a child, it works.
Very good. Estella, do you have anything coming up that you want to put a plug? You're on mute. You're on mute, Estella.
Not right at the moment, but I think I just get on your email. I'm sorry, on your text message. There are a couple of things that will be I will be doing, but right now I don't have it on my calendar. So anyway.
Okay. Well, keep me posted. And,
okay.
And Jeffrey's been listening in. Jeffrey, I don't know if you're at a spot where you can jump in. I'll give you just a second here to see if you want to unmute. But thank you for being with us today, Jeffrey. And then, as always, Michael's Firefly's note taker is taking notes. I hear from Michael after the fact. He works on Mondays, so he actually communicates with me after the fact. So thank you all for being.
And I just go to KathyBenner.com to look at the replay, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. Thank you, ladies. Everybody have a wonderful week.
Yes, thank you so much. And we will see everyone next time. Talk to you soon. Bye.